السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إكمن لغا الله ونموسى ونسحاو. You are tuning to Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. A special welcome to those listening to us via free-to-air satellite and on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. I hope we are all doing well, inshallah, and keeping safe, inshallah. Now, a reminder on the dua to be read. In the course of these 2 months, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That is, oh Allah, grant us blessings in this month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and let us reach the month of Ramadan. Ameen. Okay, now on our lineup for today, inshallah, our topic is on how to prepare for Ramadan. So the topic here today is all to do about preparing for Ramadan, the goals to set and plans we should have, inshallah. Now, later on, my guest for today, Mu'alima Hajir Bawa, joins us to tell us more about how we can read and reflect on the Quran so he can prepare us for Ramadan. And Apo will also be giving us some advice on how to eat nutritional foods in order to stay energetic while we are fasting, inshallah. As you know, now we are just about 42 days remaining till Ramadan, inshallah. And many of us are already starting to set goals, planning our schedules, and also preparing ourselves spiritually using the last few days of Rajab. Because in a week's time or so, we will already be entering the month of Sha'ban, inshallah. So we're using this few days to plant the seeds that we want to reap the fruits of during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Now, for those who have not yet started preparing, it's not too late. We can still begin setting goals from today on, and today we will be looking at ways we can do that and why planning for Ramadan is important, inshallah. As with seeing his cards, sometimes we don't really understand why having a plan in place or having goals in place is such an important thing for us today, especially when it comes to Ramadan. So when we look at our life, it's a norm that many of us have very busy schedules. We are often taking much of our time up in whatever we are doing, the errands that we have to run, whether it be a mother who is working, a working mom, or sometimes it's someone that's actually even at home, like a woman that are at home. You always are caught up in your chores, your errands, and all these things which are often consuming, time consuming. And we look at when we look at it together, most of the times we can really fit in the minimum requirements of our salah. So the minimum requirements of our ibadah, is very hard for us to actually fit that in into our schedule. Sometimes we will find that the salah time comes in and we often run late due to being busy with other things as well. So in planning for Ramadan, we're planning on how we can actually fit in our requirements of our 5 times daily salah, as well as have extra time for more ibadat, inshallah. Now, if we really want to make the best of this coming Ramadan, we need to prepare for it now. And as we know, Ramadan is not only about abstaining from food, but from indecent speech and lustful desires as well. Now, fasting pushes us to be cognizant of our actions, to be patient, and to be moral individuals, thereby increasing our taqwa. We need to improve our different aspects of life so we can fully benefit from Ramadan, a time when deeds are multiplied. Okay, now the most important thing to prepare for Ramadan is the information about Ramadan. The things we need to do, we need to know in detail the information of all the ibadah that we want to carry out during that month of Ramadan, so that we can perform these with the correct intention or the correct way of performing those, and also with the correct intention. So we need to understand, why are we fasting? Why is the salah called Tarawih? The benefits of and rewards of the ibadah that we will be doing during the time of Ramadan, inshallah. So all these things, we have to have a list of information of all the ibadah. So this is part of your planning, part of us actually even watering our seeds in the month of Sha'ban. Is that we all know that the Rajab is described as a month where we are planting seeds. Now, many of us have already planted those seeds that we want to do this in the salah, or do this amount of nafil salah. And we want to get better at doing our reading our Quran and also reading our Tarawih. But for that, we have to have that list of information and also learn about the benefits of those and rewards of those ibadah if we are planning to do, inshallah. So it's in that watering, while we are in Sha'ban, when we go into Sha'ban, inshallah, when we go in with that list of information, we have to have this information so that not we are well informed and well aware of the ibadah that we will be doing in Ramadan, inshallah. So all the information we need related to fasting, we have to have complete information of the significance of Ramadan. Also, many of us not know what is the significance of Ramadan, the virtues of Ramadan, and what is actually needed from us in the month of Ramadan, inshallah. And we have to also know the limitations that we have during the month of Ramadan, the obligations, etc. All the information about, you know, the deeds and actions, obligations that we have to fulfill in the month of Ramadan. And also when it comes, we are human beings, we have information about the foods that we are going to be eating and all those medicines. Many of us are sometimes taking medication. Some of us have to eat certain foods. So in that month of Sha'ban, how are we going to? We have to have a plan on how we're going to get our food, our medicine, how we are going to fast, and how we're going to actually work our schedule, work our routine in such a way that Ramadan, our fasting Ramadan, does not get affected in any way, inshallah. Now, this is just the step on how or what to do, and all those things, and all the precautions that we have to take when we are about to start our Ramadan, inshallah. And also when we are collecting the information on our Ramadan and how to spend it and all the food and so on. And we will be speaking about nutritional foods, inshallah, later on at Mualima Hajir Power, where she will be giving us some ways that we can actually have a healthy diet where we can be able to have energy to fast throughout the day, inshallah. Now, with that also, we have to take into consideration the sunnah of the Sahaba and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when it came to preparing for Ramadan. So we are taking these steps, we are planting these seeds, and the best of examples to follow, the best of people that we can follow, who were the best examples for us to follow, are the Sahaba and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when we are preparing that, it's good to go back into your books or go back, find information of what the Sahaba did to prepare for Ramadan and take the example from their lifestyles and their lives on how to prepare for your Ramadan, inshallah. Now, the most important thing, the first thing that I will be talking about right now with regards to planting and plant, in watering the seed of that we are planting towards our Ramadan, inshallah, is that of budgeting. Many of us do not really realize how important it is to actually budget before Ramadan starts. That's why we find sometimes there are times where we are spending over what we really need to. Sometimes you find people that are spending more in Ramadan than they actually spent out of Ramadan. So it's important to prepare a budget on what are your monthly expenses, whether you are the things that you are will be consuming are of any necessity, or whether your budget is not more wasteful in Ramadan than any other month. So it's very important. It's known if you are wasteful in Ramadan, there's more people spending more money in things that they not really need. So it's necessary to have a budget, and this is a month where we actually supposed to sympathize with the poor and spend more towards the poor, and say that we have become a month wherein we waste more. And to make sure that we have enough time time on our hands, the next part of us planning for Ramadan is having a schedule in place. So have a schedule of daily routines. Compared to normal days, we need to prepare for Ramadan to set our working hours according to Salah times. Some of us might be doing this already, but for those who are often finding it difficult to even make time for the Salah on time, try setting all your work for that day around your Salah time. Now, sometimes it's very difficult. You find that the Salah time lapses while we are still busy, or sometimes we are in traffic and then the Salah time lapses. So it's important that we plan our day around our Salah, so to make time for Salah. And it's more important in Ramadan also to actually work your time out in such a way that your whole day works around your Salah. And we should try to get the maximum out of our ibadah during Ramadan. That's what's important in Ramadan, that whatever ibadah we do, whatever ibadah we are planning to have, that it's what our schedule works out in such a way that siyakhona ukuthi sizifakenga phakathi sihlanganise, and we are able to fulfill those goals that we actually are looking for. So we need to adjust our schedule accordingly, even our sehri times and iftar times. And we find, especially for females, we are often busy during those times, which hardly leaves us with any time to actually sit and make ibadah. You'll find iftar time, this is the time most of the time you'll find females in the kitchen busy doing the preps for iftar. And most of the time they are not sitting and making dua, and that is known to be the time where before iftar is the time where many our duas are accepted. It's the time of making dua, and you'll find most of the time that that's the time we are in the kitchen preparing for the meal. So it's important that we have a schedule so that we can avoid such things, that we have more time for our ibadah. So that when for instance when it comes to iftar, try preparing earlier on, try to prepare before time, so that when the time comes that you have the time where you sit and you make your dua during that time before iftar, inshallah. So plan your time as such that we have more time to spend our ibadah. And also with regards to our sehri, you should try to rise early. And do not prepare meals that, you know, okay, during the first week, I know sometimes we are hungry, we get hungry, so we have a heavy breakfast. But as time goes on, what happens is we do not really consume much. So we do not overcook at that time. Have a light meal, have something which is more nutritional, something that will keep you going throughout the day. And also try to sleep early. With rising early, try to sleep early to avoid, you know, the hassle of, you know what, having to get up late or missing your sehri. So all these things are important when it comes to our scheduling, our time management, and our us really getting the maximum benefit of our ibadah. So everything we do in Ramadan, it should be such that we are trying our best to make time to read more of this, or read more of the Quran, read more of Salah. Everything has to be that we get maximum benefit of each and everything that we are doing that month or that month. So arrange your work from today, your daily tasks, in such a way that you have at least the least difficulty during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Now, what preparing also for Ramadan is that we have to mentally prepare ourselves for Ramadan. Sometimes we don't really take this into consideration. We are already, some of us are already mentally preparing ourselves, telling ourselves that, you know what, it is soon it will be Ramadan. So one of the important ways of us actually mentally preparing ourselves is part of the seeds that we will be watering during planting in Rajab and watering during the month of Sha'ban. So now with that, what I like doing is having a countdown. So try to have a countdown, then that really prepares you. And the dua that we recite daily, that also prepares us mentally for Ramadan, so we can prepare ourselves for more ibadah. We can even try during this month, if you're not getting up for the hajjud, try getting up for the hajjud, so that it becomes something easier to do during the month of Ramadan. And also abstain from sins such as, you know, actions which often consume our time. Sometimes you'll find most of the time our time is consumed by doing things which are of no benefit, or sometimes things which are actually sins. So when try to abstain from such things and such sins which will consume our time, we should try to get more involved, you know, in your ibadah. Try getting up for the hajjud, getting up much earlier, having time, a time between your day where you are just sitting and reading your Quran. Because, you know, when Ramadan comes, then you are able to, you have been mentally prepared. And this is a month where also you can be start fasting, like our qada I mentioned last week, where fasting, our qada, is actually another way of us preparing for the month of Ramadan. So we need to work on that also and have things ready so that we can actually become spiritually uplifted. It's a month where we can actually listen, find something that is actually appealing to us. We can find maybe lectures, or sometimes find time to attend a class that will be of spiritual benefit to you, so that you are also well prepared for Ramadan. Like I said, we are doing research. Another way, even you can have your own research. Have research on Ramadan, the things, like I said, the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salam, or the sunnah, I mean the sunnah of the Sahaba rilanhum, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what they used to do, how they prepare, so that you can also start preparing in that way for Ramadan, inshallah. And also with that, when you are spiritually uplifting yourself, it's always good to motivate yourself in a way that it is fun. So try to make it fun. It shouldn't be something which is boring, which will actually consume more of your time, and you worried about the other things at the same time, or that you feel that it's not of no benefit at all. Try to uplift yourself in such a way that it becomes something which is fun. Like I've noticed a lot of times when you go for or the Ramadan reminder classes, they usually have this planner which looks really smart. You can actually have something like that which is smart, where you have your daily goals that you want to reach, have daily goals, have something with your family like daily challenges that you can create, which can also help you in preparation of Ramadan mentally as well. Now when it comes to the next part of preparing ourselves, is having our body prepared. Now, we must take care of our physical health before Ramadan so that we can easily afford to fast. So along with this, we need to physically strengthen ourselves to honor and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So trying to keep fit. You know, sometimes we do not really take care of our health. So it's important that when we are about to begin Ramadan, to actually find ways of getting rid of things that are harming your bodies. For instance, okay, now I know myself it's quite hard to actually keep up with exercise, or keep up with with staying away from junk and so on, because sometimes it is a bit difficult, but it's easy to it's something that we should try to do to keep our physical strength well, so that we can honor the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a better way, that we are able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that pleases Him, that we are able to stay in the Raweeh longer, so that we can actually, get the benefit. Sometimes many of us find we'll be reading our Taraweeh, and then, subhanAllah, we are really starting to fall apart. So it's important if we prepare our bodies. If we are ill, try to, find ways that you can go get your health checked out, so that you can see what to stay away from. And even like when we are planning our meals, planning our nutritional meals, find ways that from the sunnah, you'll find there's a lot of sunnah foods that the Prophet used to eat, which are actually good for us. So we should try to keep on this, find information on that, so that we can fast in Ramadan. And sometimes another beneficial thing is to always drink water. So due to fasting in Ramadan, we can sometimes become dehydrated, especially when it's hot, when it's summer days. It's very difficult for us to keep dehydrated in Ramadan. Drink some water three times and after iftar, so that you can become hydrated, so you don't suffer from dehydration and start fainting and so on. So this is important, and these are precautions which we should actually try to take, so that we can keep healthy. And as we know, we only have two meals a day, so over the meals that we usually have, we only have two meals a day, and that we need real strength and physical health, so that we can keep our fast for that day, and also keep your body clean and healthy, so that we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the next part of preparing for Ramadan is that of self-assessing yourself, self-assessment. Now the main purpose of Ramadan is to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that includes inculcating new habits that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and getting rid of habits which are of the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's important is when we are inculcating these new habits, it's important that our main goal is that we take it out with us for the rest of our lives, not only in Ramadan, but also out of Ramadan, we are able to build on those values that we have collected during the month of Ramadan so that we can become better spiritual selves. So it's important that we always self-assess. The questions you want to ask yourself is, why do you want to change? What change do you want to see within yourself? That I am approaching Ramadan this year. What change I want to see within myself as a Muslim? Where do I want to change? Where do I want to better myself in terms of my ibadat, in terms of my spiritual self? What do I want to change within myself? So many of us make goals that, you know what, we want to start reading a lot of Quran even after Ramadan. And sometimes we start at Quran and then as time goes, what happens, we really let it go. So what that comes with not actually self-assessing yourself. And self-assessment takes place every time. So we can self-assess right now as to what goals am I setting for Ramadan? What do I want to get out of Ramadan? When Ramadan comes, let's say for when Sha'ban comes, then we think of ways of how we're going to attain that that goal that we want, that goal of change that we want within ourselves. Then as Ramadan comes, we look for ways, we start practicing on those, you know, the ways that we have planned, planned on how to actually get more out of Ramadan and out of the ibadah that we are planning to do in Ramadan, inshallah. And also, next question you can ask yourself is, why do you want to work? What do you want in terms of your ibadat? What ibadat you want to start doing and carry on doing it out of Ramadan as well? And also ask yourself, what are your weak points in terms of fulfilling your ibadat? And if you want to add more on your ibadat, what is preventing you from doing it? So all these questions should be what's playing in our minds when you are self-assessing. And self-assessing takes place all the time. Even during the month of Ramadan, you have to assess yourself. Am I actually... ask yourself questions like, are you working according to your goals, for instance, that you have set goals? Are you actually working towards your goals? And if you are, how can you add more to those goals that you have just created, and how can you keep it going even out of Ramadan, inshallah? So self-assessing helps us recognize our weaknesses and our strengths in order to improve ourselves. Now these are just some of the tips and some of the ways that we can actually build and prepare on Ramadan, inshallah. Now we go for a quick ad break, inshallah, and when we come back, we have my guest for today who will be speaking to us. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuning into Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, with me, your host, Hajra Muzobe. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, and we are speaking about how to prepare ourselves this month for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Now, my guest on the line, Apa Hajra, Mualima Hajir Bawa. Apa is a Quran teacher at the Zahra Institute. Okay, Apa Hajir, Mualima Hajir, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah
khair. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Apa, it's a pleasure to have Apa on with us.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, Apa, as you know, we are speaking about how to prepare ourselves in this month for the month of Ramadan, inshallah. We are about to begin the month of Sha'ban, inshallah, in a week or so. So we will be focusing more on watering these seeds that we are planting during this month of Sha'ban, inshallah. Now, Apa, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ used to prepare for Ramadan 6 months in advance, so we really have to make the best of this Ramadan. In terms of preparation. So, Apa, my first question to you is, what are some of the ways we can begin to spiritually prepare for Ramadan?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Oh Allah, open my heart. Make my task easy for me. Loosen the knot in my tongue so that they can fully understand my speech. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners out there, and a mubarak to this beautiful month. Subhanallah. So now, the question is, what are some of the ways that we can begin to spiritually prepare for Ramadan? Mm. Okay, so the first one is purification of the soul. That is the best place to start. Mm. So that is tazkiyatun nafs. self-development a Western concept for most of us, but for us Muslims, it's an intrinsic, profound experience important in our deen. Mm. So this is like a transformation. It could potentially unlock the best experience in your life for this Ramadan. Mm. So let's start here, inshallah, with tazkiyatun nafs. And now there's a misconception about mysticism that has clouded our vision with this concept, and we associate it with Sufis. But we all have to prepare ourselves, and the best way to prepare is by zikr and salawat. Mm. Salawat and zikr is a medicine for the heart, and it is holistic health for the body. It also enlightens our eyes, and it is a nourishment for the soul. Mm. So, yes, this is actually my advice, inshallah, and for myself firstly, and then for everyone out there, and we can all make dua for each other, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Allah help us prepare our hearts for this month of Ramadan, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Afan, my next question is on you. As we know that the month of Ramadan is actually a month of the Quran. So, Afan, how can reciting and reflecting upon the Quran help us prepare for Ramadan?
Alhamdulillah, the Quran has been sent to us via Jibreel alayhi salam to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so we have a primary source of the Quran, and we have a secondary source, which is Hadith. So we are so grateful, and we are so blessed to be Muslim, alhamdulillah. So yes, when we recite the Quran, I looked at this easy surah that I think, we are all, when we make salah, we use the surahs in Juz Amma, because they are short surahs, and a lot of us, we are not memorizers of the Quran, we are not hafiz. So this surah, Surah 91, verse 1 to verse 10, it is so beautiful because it links up to tazkiyatun nafs. It links up to how we can spiritually prepare ourselves. So it is, I'll recite it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wash-shamsi wa duhaha. Wal-qamari idha talaha. Wal-nahari idha jallaha. Wal-layli idha yaghshaha. Was-samai wa ma banaha. Wal-ardi wa ma tahaha. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. So that is still صدق الله العلي العظيم. That is still verse 10. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and he swears by the sun and its brightness, by the moon when it follows, by the day when it's displayed, by the night when it covers it, and by the heaven when Allah constructed it, and the earth by Allah who spread it, and then the soul by Allah who proportioned it. So then we're going to start right here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by all of these, by the sun, by the moon, by the day, by the night, the heaven, but then also by the soul. And then Allah says here, Allah inspired the soul with evil and piety, both, by showing the soul the right path, and then to also distinguish its wickedness and its righteousness. Subhanallah. Mm. So definitely the one who concentrates on purifying the soul, that is the one who succeeds. Mm. And the one who corrupts himself, that is the one who fails. Subhanallah. So yes, we must try to look at that surah. And then Washamti Wadaha, one of my favorite surahs, and definitely it talks about the nafs and how we must try to purify our nafs, inshallah ta'ala.
Okay, Afa, another way to prepare for Ramadan is to learn more about the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and follow him by emulating his actions. So Afa, please tell us more about the importance of this.
Subhanallah, we've got the best role model in Islam, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was gifted with the greatest wisdom. He was gifted with respect for the knowledge of Allah, and therefore he taught Muslims how to live a spiritual life by demonstrating to us all the best examples. He answered all the needs of people, whether they related to individual, to family, to economic or spiritual. So when we want to follow the prophetic tradition, and then in this Ramadan, inshallah, we try to break our fast with dates. Mm. So that is a small thing, you know, to think about. But this is actually one of the best sunnahs to do in this month of Ramadan. But then also to learn about what is going on around us and all the social problems and social ills that are happening, then we can help, inshallah. And this is also following our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in spirituality, love is the most effective path which takes the person to his destination. Similarly, like I said, asceticism, the Sufism or the Zuhud, it's a path in which some people can walk to reach Allah. So inshallah, this is what we're going to concentrate on. For this Ramadan, we're going to concentrate on seeking how to become spiritual beings, inshallah, wa ta'ala. Because the ways which lead human beings to the truth are as many as the breaths of Allah's creatures, subhanallah. So we must just look around. Every person, all of us, we've got unique talents and we've got abilities which helps us to actualize our own spiritual journeys towards Allah. But however, like Allah says in that surah to us, these talents can also be destructive if we don't utilize them properly according to the principles of Islam. So inshallah, we must learn how to access the gifts that we have within ourselves, inshallah, to try to lead a spiritual life so that we can free ourselves and also help others and also follow our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay, I wanted to add on something.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that question.
Do you know, I was saying Apa wanted to add on something. I thought Apa wanted to add something on Mafafa.
Yes. So, you know, it is extremely difficult to lead a spiritual life in our atmosphere in which Muslims are always fighting with each other. And like I said, we must learn to love one another. Mm. And also when there are fights, the fights are actually to teach us. So sometimes we think this is a fight, an argument, but actually Allah sends those arguments for us to learn. So we must just take an argument and turn it over into a learning experience, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Because these conflicts and clashes, it leads Muslims to backbiting, to slanderous accusations, or even hurting one another. Mm-hmm. So this is what we must also try to do, inshallah ta'ala, from now already. Mm-hmm. We must try to abandon all of that. And then I try to think, look, and reflect about our lives and see what we are doing so that we can better ourselves, inshallah wa ta'ala.
Ameen, Apa. Apa, on that point of actually abandoning things and that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and actually abandoning friends, Apa, as you know, we all make mistakes, but alhamdulillah, we can always repent. So, Apa, please tell us more about the virtue of repentance in preparing for Ramadan.
This is a beautiful ayah as well in the Quran. Alhamdulillah. It is in Surah 39 and it is verse 53. So Surah 39 and verse 53. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he speaks to us and he says, O you slaves of those who transgress against yourselves, you have made mistakes. O all of you who have made mistakes, you've transgressed against your nafs, ala anfusim. Then Allah says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not despair of the rahmah of Allah. Do not despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah, yaghfiru dhunuba, He forgives sins, all of it, jami'a. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Subhanallah. So, we must always remember never to despair of Allah's mercy. So, there is another hadith that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah's mercy overpowers His anger. But then also, what do we do when we transgress? So, what we do is istighfar. So istighfar is to seek repentance always. So we must ask Allah to forgive our sins so that we can start a clean slate before Ramadan, inshallah. So all the time we say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Sometimes we say silly words like, oh my word. You know, we say these little words But so instead of saying this, we're taking up precious time. Just say Astaghfirullah. Then at least you are asking for repentance. And we like to say something whenever, say something breaks or something happens, and we say, oh my word, now we're going to change that, and we're going to say Astaghfirullah. And then we think, oh Allah, forgive us our sins, inshaAllah.
But it's such a beautiful man that we actually witness.
Is my time up?
No, not yet, Abba. It's such a beautiful thing that when we think about Ramadan, we see that many of us are actually trying to work towards bettering ourselves most of the time. This is one of the best ways that we can actually better ourselves through istighfar, inshaAllah. Now, Abba, with less time to eat in Ramadan, we really need to pay attention to what we eat. Now is the best time to research, the nutritious value of food we eat. And while we fast, the food we eat before we start our fast or to break our fast needs to provide the optimal energy so we can accomplish our daily tasks and increase our worship. And Appa, you know, we love our healthy lifestyle. We love being healthy.
Yes, we do.
So Appa, please tell us more about this.
So, you know what I do as a housewife, a mother, and a grandmother? When I prepare for Ramadan, I buy and store my items already now. And I also write out a menu for myself. So I know already what I'm going to cook every day. So every Monday I'll make the same meal. So that it takes less time for me. And then I have more precious time because the month of Ramadan goes by like the blink of an eye. But like you said, we like to eat lovely food, eh? And this is what we have to really look out for. And as I said, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always broke his fast with dates. So we must have good dates. So we now already have to stock up on dates, inshallah. And then we know that we must break our fast with dates and water. And then we think, we don't only do it, we must make a niyyah, an intention. And then we say, oh Allah, please accept this as an ajr for us because we are following our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then always, it's also the sihri, the suhoor. When we do the suhoor, then we must also try to eat at least a banana. And a banana is so good. And then we also try to make the table as nice as possible with things like yogurts and fruits and things like that, so that we know that we're going to keep ourselves sustained. And then even maybe some oats porridge or something like that, but we don't have to eat so much. So bananas and oats, these are things, and even dates in the morning, or now we can make our smoothies. And then inshallah, we must also try to make sadaqah. So now in the time for preparation for Ramadan, make little packets or maybe date parcels or whatever it is that we can give out to our neighbors and give sadaqah, inshallah. Also do everything, like for example, if you're going to dress up for Eid, now already buy all of the things for the children and don't waste the time in Ramadan. Try to do this now already, inshallah. And then we already plan out the whole of Ramadan because now, yes, we only have a month left. A little over a month, subhanAllah. It is almost Mi'raj and we really have to prepare. Anyway, I just wanted to say that end off, you can tell me how much time I have left.
About 5 minutes, subhanAllah.
About 5 minutes. Okay. So, yes, we must never, ever miss suhoor. And also when we do the suhoor and the iftar, we have to enjoy it as a relaxed meal. So the mother is always the one who does this, who can invite this beautiful environment. We have Quran recital, maybe playing on the CD or playing on the radio. And then we eat slowly and we try to encourage our families how to eat, especially at suhoor and especially at iftar. And then... Now also we are going to avoid eating, overeating, and this is also what we do, and then we end up feeling bloated and
So true. I was just thinking about that right now, that sometimes we prepare food that it's over what we really want to consume in that moment. Or sometimes we push up more than
we must just remember that, you know, make a fist And then when you look at your fist and remind your families as well, your fist is actually the size of your stomach. Mm. Now just look at your fist, how small it is, and then you think of the food that goes into that fist. Anyway, that's for myself as well, because I can also, especially when you see the lovely things that's on the table, then you eat a lot of what you shouldn't be eating.
Mm-hmm.
So we must rather break our fast with things like the dates and like a good soup. Mm-hmm. Then, so every day we must have at least a cup full of soup. And then I know we're going to have the samosas and the stuff. So if we do have that, then we must rather bake it. You know, we must bake it, and then it's a bit healthier. But, I mean, it's still isn't that healthy. But, alhamdulillah, we love to eat well,
alhamdulillah.
But, if my time... Yeah, you know, I don't want my time to run up, and I'm not going to...
No problem. I was just thinking that, you know what, even when it comes to women being in the kitchen or sometimes, when we don't really notice it, sometimes when we are not fasting, we tend to be eating more of the time we're going to eat, even if that time.
I know. We are so subhanAllah. May Allah forgive us, inshallah. But, when we think back of the Sahaba, then... You know how little they ate, and they ate rough foods. Gee. And we always like to eat the smooth foods.
Gee.
So we like if we make bhajiyas, it must be light. You know, everything must be so light. But subhanAllah, you know, the Sahaba and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat rough foods. Gee. And the rough foods are the best for our stomachs, isn't it?
Gee.
But, Allah, please assist us, because we are guilty of this. I want to say that when we make our salah is actually one of the ways of purifying ourselves.
Mm.
Then we must remember that Allah is watching us.
Mm.
So a true believer, when we stand on that musalla, then we must think, live as though Allah is looking at us.
Mm.
So in order for this, to happen, we will gain a close relationship with Allah. So then, this is ihsan, isn't it? So when it is actually the hadith Jibreel, Jibreel was asking the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to explain to him what is Islam.
Mm.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said all of the tenets, all of the pillars of Islam. So this is one of the pillars. It is الإحسان أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. So yeah, the Prophet he says that worship Allah, تعبد الله like you see him, كأنك تراه, like you see Allah. So when we worship Allah, or even when we're doing Quran reading or anything, remember Allah is always watching us. So we try to ask Allah to get us a closer connection with him, inshallah. So we must practice on this hadith, inshallah. So try now already to practice on this hadith. And we're also never ever going to despair of Allah's mercy. But because of this, we are going to have mercy for others. Like I said before, we are going to see who did we make enemies with and who did we talk about. And then this is how we're going to try to purify ourselves, inshallah. Okay,
gee, this was Afa Mu'alima Hajir Bawa speaking to us about how to prepare ourselves for Ramadan, inshallah, and to mentally prepare ourselves also for Ramadan, and also to see from the Sunnah of the Prophet in order for us to actually emulate the ways the Sahaba who used to prepare for Ramadan, in order for us to also follow that way, inshallah. It was really, really informative. information from Alphabet we received, and also on how to actually even purify ourselves spiritually in preparation for Ramadan, inshallah. Now that is where I will end off today's program, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.